Hi Carrie, it's Carrie here, and this is your monthly reading for the Spiritual Guidance Club for December. I can't believe we're at the end of the year already. It's like, wow, where's that time gone? So as usual, I've shuffled the cards, connected with the angels, and asked them to make sure that they point me to the cards and messages that you need to hear at this time. So I'm using a deck that I don't use very often just to get a little bit of different guidance this month. So let's see what comes out. Okay, beautiful. So the first card that's coming out is about triumphant success. So what I would say with this is that I almost feel like it's coming from, I don't know if I'd necessarily say the darkness, kind of the darkness, but you know, feeling like maybe feeling the pressure, feeling that everything has sort of been a little bit on top of you. And this card is really kind of saying that you're about to break through. If you haven't already, you may have already started to do that. But it really is about a charging through, about new beginnings, new opportunities. Really, I guess, showing your, or maybe recognizing your own strength. There's definitely a... I guess I'd say a spiritual kind of connection to this. So if you have, so either you have reconnected with some of those spiritual aspects of yourself and it's really helped you to get to this point where, you know, you're starting to break through some of the barriers that have been holding you back. Or it's an encouragement to do that. You know, if you feel like everything's still on top of you and you haven't kind of broken through yet, then it's about connecting with those spiritual aspects of yourself and really allowing spirit to help you and your own spiritual tools and knowledge to help you to break through. As I said, it's really a time of new beginnings, new opportunities, and, you know, just coming through that period and whatever it is that you have been through, that period of, you know, pressure or darkness or uncertainty or whatever it may be, that it's been necessary for your personal growth and learning. But, you know, time is kind of changing now, which is lovely. Okay, the second card that's coming out here is called the Waiting Game. So this is really about, you know, what I get from this is about being patient, but it's also about planting seeds. So, you know, in that first card, I really picked up, even though it's about victory and success, it's really, you know, new beginnings and new opportunities. And what I would say with this card is that it's actually about when you plant, you know, the seeds of something, almost like when you're manifesting, or like with the new moon, which is occurring this evening, Tuesday, obviously, by the time you read this, the new moon would have passed. Listen to this, sorry, not read it. But, you know, it's about putting in those intentions, planting the seeds for what you want and waiting and watching it for it to grow. But in that process, obviously putting in love and energy and nurturing it. So what I really get with this is that, again, I feel a connection to your spirituality here. So it is about nurturing that aspect of yourself, really putting in that love and that attention into your spiritual self, and anything else that you want to manifest. Just really understanding that everything happens in perfect divine timing. So don't try and force anything, control anything, excuse me, push anything. Just really allow whatever is happening around you or whatever you want to occur to unfold naturally. You do what you can do in terms of your energy, love, nurture, or do those kind of things, absolutely, but you cannot control you know, externally what's going to happen. So it's just really about being patient and allowing that. I also get maybe there's a bit of a feeling of going around and around in circles, or like, you know, that you're just kind of doing the same thing, and whether that's just a routine or whether, you know, you're going around and around with an issue or with a person. Again, it's about really checking in on that and what are you doing. You know, to make sure that you are focusing on balance and partnership and harmony and togetherness and all of those sorts of things. And if you are, even if it does feel like you're kind of going around and around, what I'm getting is almost like a spiral. So yes, you're going around and around, but each time you go around, you're getting closer to the center, you know, a bit like a maze, except there's not different ways to go. You're just going around, but you get to that jewel in the middle, you know, and that really is, as I said, that being patient, planting those seeds of whatever that is. So hopefully that resonates and makes sense to you. Okay, and this other card that's coming out here is a card of shadow. So what this really is about is almost like, well, two things actually I get here. One is opposites. So maybe there's a little bit of opposition that you have been experiencing where, you know, maybe somebody that you, whether it's in a personal relationship or people at work or a friend or whatever it is, where there's kind of like two different viewpoints. But what this card is saying, it's about coming together. You know, the two together make a whole. So you've kind of got light and dark, if you like. So you've got positive and negative. But this could also just, be representative of what is like within you, with it, this may be a struggle within yourself. So it's sort of like being able to acknowledge those parts of you that you perceive as negative, those parts of you that you think are unworthy and unlikable, all of those kind of dark shadowy aspects of yourself. It's about really facing those and looking at them head on, and I guess really looking at them with some sense of love as well, that those shadow aspects of ourselves, those negative or what we perceive to be negative aspects of ourselves, they serve a purpose. They really do. There's something there that, you know, they're there for a reason. So it's really about giving that side of yourself acknowledgement and just allowing, you know, yourself to try and bring a little bit more balance and harmony into yourself in regards to those two aspects of yourself. I'm actually going to just draw a couple of other cards just to get a little bit more. I'm using a different deck this time, just to get a little bit more guidance, especially around that opposition shadow stuff, and just see if we can get a little bit more insight into what the angels exactly want you to do with that. So just see what comes out here. Okay, so again, perfect. This card that was coming in between the triumphant success and the waiting game is again a card of being patient. It's just about being gentle and easy with yourself and with life, knowing that everything happens in perfect divine timing, and that there's no need to hurry or force any issues. It's which is exactly the stuff that I said in that second card. Just allowing things to naturally unfold. You don't need to control or force or push anything at this time. It's just allowing the processes to occur. But, you know, in that as well, I really feel that it is, you know, about you personally as well. Like just being really gentle with yourself, being gentle, being kind, being patient with yourself and maybe with others, and considering we just talked about this shadow aspect and these oppositions, this opposing kind of ideas or beliefs or viewpoints or, you know, whatever it is. But yeah, just being gentle and taking it easy. Okay, so the next card that's come out is a card of true love, and this really is sitting between this waiting game and this shadow side. So it's, I guess what I would say, well, one is, you know, what I was kind of saying earlier with this shadow aspect, if it is about within you, it will actually, even if it is another person, it really is about putting love into that situation or putting love into the person, which, you know, was already mentioned. And it really, I think also, like this may be to do with a love connection that you have in terms of these opposing things. So whether it is with your partner, or, you know, somebody else that really is quite, has a lot of meaning for you in your life. But it is a card of just really, you know, focusing on that love, focusing on, you know, your heart space, coming from a place where you're in your heart and having that compassion, having that understanding, having that, I wouldn't really, I guess, say knowledge, but just really, yeah, coming at it from a viewpoint of really just love and focusing on that. And the last card that I've pulled out here is the Aphrodite, and this is about your inner goddess. So it's about, you know, awakening to yourself. It's really about appreciating yourself and particularly your body. And so what I would say with this is that if that has been a bit of an issue, particularly in your relationship, you know, I'm looking at these three cards that are kind of sitting here as a little bit of a pyramid, and on the top you've got this light and dark, these opposing forces, you know, negative, positive, whatever it is, these shadow aspects that, you know, it's all that stuff that we keep hidden, that we feel ashamed of, guilty about. You've got here this, you know, your true love and romance and or great love, and then your inner goddess. So if you're, whether it's your self-esteem about your physical body or whether there has just been a bit of an issue in regards of physical connection between you and your husband, it's, you know, the guidance here is really about trying to reignite that a little bit. It, you know, the inner goddess one, the Aphrodite, you know, it's all about really being quite sensual and taking care of, you know, your body, your physical self, but also your mind, also your soul, and your heart and all of those sorts of things. But it's allowing yourself to really feel feminine. So whether that is, you know, for you personally or whether that is within your relationship, that's kind of what I'm getting here, that there really is a need for you to bridge that gap a little bit in terms of physical connection and love. So I do hope that that, you know, resonates with you in some way in terms of exactly what that means. But overall, you know, looking at the reading as a whole, it is very much a, you know, there's some really positive stuff here. I mean, if you look at the energy that we're at in terms of, you know, really this is the last month of the year going into a new year, it's also, as I said, this time of the new moon. So that first card that come out, which is really about success and new beginnings and new opportunities, is really perfect. Being patient, waiting for the right time, you know, understanding the cycles in life and really planting the seeds to what you want to grow and loving and nurturing that. And that's within you as well. You know, those opposing forces, the shadow side, really putting some love into that and recognizing the purpose, being gentle and easy, trusting the process of life, trusting in divine timing. And then you've got this, you know, stuff around love. So that's about loving you. It's about loving those aspects of you that you perceive to be unlovable and unworthy, but also love in terms of other people and giving that love out, really embracing love in your life and, you know, really connecting with your heart space and feeling that starting to open up. And then it's really connecting with your physical body and just feeling sensual and really enjoying, you know, womanhood, being a female, being a woman, whatever that means. You know, it's different for different people, but whatever that means for you and embracing that aspect of yourself. So a really beautiful reading altogether, and I hope that that has resonated with you and gives you some guidance for the month ahead. Very, you know, excited that we have been on this journey for this year. I'm looking at making some changes to the Spiritual Guidance Club next year. So I will be in touch and, you know, have a bit of a chat with you about that and get your thoughts, being someone who has been on the journey the whole time. So I do wish you an abundance of beautiful blessings for the month ahead. Wishing you a beautiful Christmas and hope it's filled with lots of love and happiness. And thank you for your ongoing and undying support this year. It has been a real pleasure being able to do these readings for you and to connect with you and all of that beautiful stuff. So thank you from my heart to yours, and have a beautiful month. Talk to you soon. Bye.